Lady Hale, welcome to Hard Talk. You have had a seat on the Supreme Court since its foundation some 10 years ago. It is something new in the British Constitution. Do you think it's made a difference?
It's made a bit of a difference. There was, of course, always a top court for the whole United Kingdom, but we used to be a committee of the House of Lords. And then in 2009, we became this brand new institution, the Supreme Court of the United Kingdom. So we moved out of the Houses of Parliament, across the square, into the old Middlesex Guildhall, where we have a very beautiful, open, transparent, accessible building where we do the same job that we did before.
And that is interesting, that creation of sort of clear blue water between you and Parliament. Do you think it has changed the public perception of the UK's most senior court, the top of the pyramid, if you like?
I don't know whether it's changed the public's perception of us. It certainly means the public are more aware of us because they can watch what we're doing. They can wander in off the square.
Yeah, you judges sitting on the Supreme Court opened your proceedings up to both live streaming on the internet,
yes,
and to television, something
right,
unheard of in the British system. Why?
Because we thought it was important that people knew what we were doing.
But
we're serving the people.
Yes, I understand that. Was there a question in your mind about the nature of public belief in, confidence in the judicial system in this country?
Well, we are a very small part of the judicial system. We're a sort of cherry at the top of the cake. We're not trying criminals, we're not trying civil or family cases. We are a second-tier appeal court, so we're
but
a very different...
But you are the ultimate arbiter, and some of the most difficult moral, ethical and legal cases in the land, which have been tested almost to destruction in the lower courts, they come to you for that final arbitration. So you matter a very great deal, if not least in symbolic terms, to the health of the entire system.
Yes.
And I put it to you that the health of the system right now does not look good. In fact, your predecessor as head of the Supreme Court talked about what he saw as the imminent breakdown of the rule of law in the United Kingdom today.
That is probably not something that it's appropriate for me to talk about while I'm currently in post as opposed to after I have retired. But what I would say that there is a distinction between the rules that constitute the law, which is what we're concerned with, and the running of the justice system.
But would it not be right to say that you have to care about the running of that system at all levels? Because in the end, it comes back to this word I've already used, confidence.
Segment 1.
Lady Hale, welcome to Hard Talk. You have had a seat on the Supreme Court since its foundation some 10 years ago. It is something new in the British Constitution. Do you think it's made a difference?
It's made a bit of a difference. There was, of course, always a top court for the whole United Kingdom, but we used to be a committee of the House of Lords. And then in 2009, we became this brand new institution, the Supreme Court of the United Kingdom. So we moved out of the Houses of Parliament, across the square, into the old Middlesex Guildhall, where we have a very beautiful, open, transparent, accessible building where we do the same job that we did before.
Segment 2.
And that is interesting, that creation of sort of clear blue water between you and Parliament. Do you think it has changed the public perception of the UK's most senior court, the top of the pyramid, if you like?
I don't know whether it's changed the public's perception of us. It certainly means the public are more aware of us because they can watch what we're doing. They can wander in off the square.
Yeah, you judges sitting on the Supreme Court opened your proceedings up to both live streaming on the internet,
yes,
and to television, something
that's right,
unheard of in the British system. Why?
Because we thought it was important that people knew what we were doing. We're serving the people.
Segment 3.
Yes, I understand that. Was there a question in your mind about the nature of public belief in, confidence in the judicial system in this country?
Well, we are a very small part of the judicial system. We're a sort of cherry at the top of the cake. We're not trying criminals, we're not trying civil or family cases. We are a second-tier appeal court, so we're
but
a very different...
But you are the ultimate arbiter, and some of the most difficult moral, ethical and legal cases in the land, which have been tested almost to destruction in the lower courts, they come to you for that final arbitration. So you matter a very great deal, if not least in symbolic terms, to the health of the entire system.
Yes.
Segment 4.
And I put it to you that the health of the system right now does not look good. In fact, your predecessor as head of the Supreme Court talked about what he saw as the imminent breakdown of the rule of law in the United Kingdom today.
That is probably not something that it's appropriate for me to talk about while I'm currently in post as opposed to after I have retired. But what I would say that there is a distinction between the rules that constitute the law, which is what we're concerned with, and the running of the justice system.
But would it not be right to say that you have to care about the running of that system at all levels? Because in the end, it comes back to this word I've already used, confidence